Because this quality is about cultivating balance, really taking some time now to find that balance within your own sitting position. Settling into a sitting posture where you can really feel that sense of the weight being distributed evenly. And the body beginning to settle into the support of the earth beneath you. The earth element of the body, sitting on the earth element of the ground. Feeling the sense of the weight of the body becoming heavy and settling. Settling into a sense of stability. Sitting like a mountain, strong, stable. Upright and at ease. And in the service of ease, letting the awareness connect with the experience of breathing now. Just that simple knowing that you're breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out. Simply receiving this natural rhythm of the breath coming into the body and leaving the body. Sitting like a mountain, knowing the breath coming and going, and other physical sensations throughout the body coming and going. The sounds coming and going. Thoughts and emotions and moods and mind states also coming and going. And all of this coming and going can be known within stable awareness. Presence. Known with non-reactive equanimity. And as you continue to sit like a mountain and receiving experiences coming and going, inviting now the presence of your so-called difficult person to come into consciousness and to be here in the room with you today. Bringing this person to mind in as much detail as you can. Imagine them sitting here with you, in front or to one side, at whatever distance might feel appropriate. Perhaps even just in the doorway, just on the edge of awareness. So inviting this so-called difficult person into consciousness and bringing to mind some of the difficulties, the challenges, the aspects of them that you wish were different, or the aspects of your relationship with them that you wish were different. And as you connect with this so-called difficult person, it's possible that you notice some responses in your own body and heart and mind. Seeing if these can be known with spaciousness. If necessary, making a bigger container. Sitting up straight and inviting the body and the heart to open, perhaps bringing a hand to the heart as a reminder to cultivate this quality of stability, balanced, non-reactive presence. And then as you sit in the presence of this difficult person, beginning to offer them the benefit of your balanced care. They care about you, but cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So continuing in this way to connect with the presence of the difficult person and to extend this energy of balanced care. Noticing any responses in your own body and heart and mind. And knowing that this is a purification practice, at times you may encounter some non-equanimity. Can you have equanimity for the non-equanimity? Opening to and making space for any of these reactions, making a bigger container, not resisting, not feeding, orienting to this balance of equanimity in relation to the difficult person and any responses in you yourself. In silence now. remembering that equanimity is a practice of balance, of impartiality, of evenness of heart and mind, not taking sides. So touching into the truth now that just as you have difficult people in your life, so at times you have been a difficult person for others. Perhaps even the person you're working with today. Or if not them, someone else. So notice any responses in your own body and heart and mind. As you acknowledge that you too at times are someone else's difficult person. And if necessary, let the equanimity shade over into compassion, to self-compassion, as you acknowledge some of the ways you may have caused difficulties for others. And then in the same way, expanding this field of equanimity now to include everyone here in the room with you. Bringing to mind the faces and the presences of your co-meditators. And perhaps noticing any flickers of reactions. And inviting those to release. Inclining the heart and the mind in the direction of acceptance. Of letting go. Of relinquishing any holding on of any kind of reactivity. And seeing if there can just be this ease and acceptance. Of equanimity. And if you notice any traces of non-equanimity, seeing if right there you can make space for that too. May I open to how it is right now. Because this is how it is right now. As you continue to sit in the presence of your co-meditators and to notice any responses, to keep orienting towards this quality of equanimity. And tuning in and noticing how this quality is experienced in your body, your heart, your mind. Tuning into this more subtle state of ease and acceptance. Openness. Responsiveness. Stability. And balance. Taking some moments to know how this quality feels for you. And then letting go of directing the attention anywhere at all and simply settling back into the ever-changing flow of experience. Opening to however it is right now, because this is how it is right now. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.